We've got another request for your prayer list. I'm Chris Lemke with Mission Network News. The Central African Republic is seeing some of its worst violence in a year. Speaking via Skype, Water for Good founder Jim Hocking says their offices were just looted and bandits stole a bunch of important equipment.
We lost motorcycles, we lost inverter, computers. We have to pretty much start over.
And yet,
we're not leaving. There is still a work to be done. There are many villages which still do not have access to clean water, nor access to the gospel, and we want to give them both.
Representing Living Water International, Water for Good drills and maintains wells throughout the CAR. Please pray for peace and consider helping Water for Good recover their losses. Global conflict and the persecuted church are tough topics to hear about, but they're also opportunities for young people to make a difference. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's Urbana Conference this December is a great place to start. Urbana's goal is to help college kids use their education and skills to spread the gospel and help those in need. InterVarsity's Tom Lynn.
The persecuted church is, I think, a significant theme because it is dominating not just global mission headlines, but global headlines in general. And so we feel the heartache of mass groups of people being persecuted for their beliefs. At Urbana, we're focusing on it because one of the traits of this generation, which I think engage them in global missions well, is the sense of global citizenship. They are global citizens. They understand they're part of a global family. We want to continue to reinforce that.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want news that helps you pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. It features all the day's news, complete with pictures and links to expanded coverage and more. I'm Chris Lemke.